Good evening, everybody. Perhaps there is some truth to the statement that whatever we know and who we are is learned. A newborn child, look at the two that we have for baptism today. Henry and Jalen. These two children have inherited many things from their parents. But right now, their minds are like sponges. They hear, they see, they taste. Slowly they will realize and they will learn many things. Much of what a child learns depends on the home and social environment. They learn behaviors, attitudes, perspectives from others. So as I say, much of who we are and know and much of how we think and act and live is learned behavior. I begin my homily in this particular tone because in today's gospel reading, I hear Jesus say, "Learn from me." And really, my entire homily today is about those three words. Learn from me. Jesus says, take my yoke upon you and learn from me. So this week I asked myself, what must I learn from Jesus? What is Jesus teaching me? Three things, in my opinion. And so here are my three points for today. First, from Jesus, I learn about relationship with God. Folks, we know that Jesus came into the world from God. Once upon the earth, he not only related to God as a parent, as father, but also taught his disciples to call God Abba, Father, and to relate to God as God's children. The most important thing I learned from Jesus is that he loved his God as Father with all his heart, with all his mind, with all his soul, with all his strength. But most of all, this love is seen in the consistency of his relationship with God. And for me, this is very important. Jesus' consistency of his relationship with God as Father. No matter what changed around him, his relationship with God never wavered. There were no good days and bad days when it came to Jesus' relationship with God. The events of his own life did not make him blow hot or cold towards God. He was not thrilled with God one day and then questioned God's wisdom the next. We also see his love for God in his consistency in prayer, in faith, in obedience, and his dependence on God. It was a simple, yet firm, faithful, deep, loving, consistent relationship. As I evaluate my relationship with God, I learn from Jesus that I must love God like Jesus loved God. I learn from my relationship with God that it must be firm, faithful, deep, loving, obedient, and consistent. And I hope that you can learn that from Jesus as well. Secondly, his relationship with others. When I think of Jesus' relationship with other people, I think of two categories of people. Those to whom he ministered and those who opposed his ministry. Those who opposed his ministry did it because of the claims he made about his relationship with God as Father. It became problematic. They said it was blasphemy. They also opposed him because of the kind of God he revealed. The God who came not for the righteous, but for sinners. And then there were this other group of people, to those whom he ministered, the ill, the tax collectors, the sinners, those on the peripheries. He even ministered to his enemies. He stood by them and defended them against those who used laws and traditions to keep them on the periphery. But the most important thing I learned from Jesus is this, that both in his relationship with those who opposed him and to those whom he ministered, he never, never compromised the dignity of the human person. No matter who the person, friend or foe, Jesus only did good. He never repaid evil with evil. He forgave even his most bitter enemies. Today's gospel reading tells us that he was meek and humble of heart. This meekness and humility is the key to his ability to treat each person with dignity. It defined his relationship with his family, his friends, his disciples, his fellow people, and his enemies. And there's one more thing. He taught the world to love. If there's one thing that the world remembers Jesus, it is for this, that he loved to the very end. And this I must learn from Jesus. To love like he loved. To treat people like he did. To not compromise the dignity even of my enemies. To know laws and traditions, but never let them come in the way of ministering to people or treating them with dignity. I hope this you learn from Jesus as well. And finally, relationship with oneself. The third thing I admire about Jesus is his integrity. And I love this word, integrity, because it's something that I strive for. Integrity. Folks, knowing the story of Jesus, I could not point to one instance where he did not himself practice what he taught. Whether it is the Beatitudes, the Sermon on the Mount, or every other teaching, he was the first to himself practice it. Because he was a man of integrity, he also opposed hypocrisy. There is one thing we cannot accuse Christ of: duplicity or hypocrisy. We see it most of all on the cross and the events that led him there. Everything that he believed and taught about his relationship with God and with others was tested as he suffered and he died on the cross. Everything that Jesus stood for was tested as he suffered and died on the cross. But in spite of it all, he never veered from his own teaching. To his last breath, he was a man of integrity. I learned from Jesus that I must be a person of integrity. especially as priest and preacher. If I do not live what I preach, then my life is meaningless. And this is true for those of you who are parents, and particularly today, Benjamin and Anna, Charles and Denise. Your child has to learn integrity from you. What you teach your children, God invites you to practice in your own lives and be examples of faith to your children. So I learn as a priest integrity from Jesus. And those of you who are parents, teachers, ministers, people in power or authority, Jesus teaches us to be people of integrity. So let me conclude with these words. Jesus says to us today, learn from me. What does it mean to learn? To learn something means that it becomes instinctive. It becomes second nature. For example, think about driving. Sometimes the car in front of you slows down, and your leg instinctively goes to the brake. You don't have to think about it. If you had to think about, oh my gosh, he's slowing down, let me find how to, you would probably crash. But it's instinctive. We know. It's second nature. Foot hits the brake. When Jesus says, learn from me, he's saying that his way of life must become instinctive to us. The way he related to God, the way he related to others, the way he was a man of integrity must become instinctive to us. We have a lifetime to accomplish this. But let us not lose time. Let us learn from Jesus. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart. People of God said,